Welcome to the Nitty Chicks Live. In this NFT news episode, we dive into recent NFT news discussing the devaluation of NFT collections, the SEC fines hitting the Stoner Cats, and an intriguing acquisition by Boss Beauty bringing BFF into the BB brand. Let's do this.
Yeah.
That's some good, exciting news.
I know. I'm super excited about it. Yeah. And I really can't wait to dive into all the things that I found out because I did listen to their Twitter space yesterday. So I'm excited to share what I heard.
Yeah.
And I'm also excited that we're back together, even if it's only for today.
Literally, unfortunately.
Yeah. So we are both back on the island.
That's right.
I'm here for like 5 days before I take off again. This time for the Middle East, which I'm very excited about. It's going to be a crazy trip.
Cannot wait to see both. It's going to be epic.
Yeah. So
nice.
Definitely want to stay tuned and follow me on the gram if you don't already.
That's right.
So should we go ahead and share our screen and talk about what's going on in the world of NFTs?
Yeah.
Let me just make sure I'm on the right one before I do it. And here we go. So this one, I was real sad when I saw this.
It's not new. We know this
I know,
is true.
I know. We totally do.
Still worth mentioning.
So this article says 95% of NFT collections held by over 23 million people, which that's great news, but they're saying they're worthless. What do you think?
I've looked at my wallet and
feels pretty worthless. Feels pretty worthless.
But thanks to the incredible guidance that you and Joel Kalm had given me when I first stepped into the NFT space was always get art that you enjoy and you like. And so even if it's worthless,
right,
I still really like them.
Yeah. I mean, I still like them well, even though there's a lot of these that are just, they're not worth anything. But I still love my chicks.
That's right. They're worth something to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what else to say. And as far as this, I think you should just go to the website, to our website, the niftychicks.io/166, and we will have the links to all these articles. I mean, there's really nothing else to say besides, unfortunately, we're in a down market. And the only thing we can hope for is that eventually, you know, some of these projects come back. You know, there are good things happening. Like we mentioned in the opener that, you know, Boss Beauty's acquired BFF, and I really am excited about the future for them. I do think that there are some projects that are going to make it through, and they're going to come back, and they're going to come back bigger and better than ever. So I know I'm hodling.
I am hodling. I'm not selling. And quite frankly, I can't sell them because they're
right. Right. There's no reason.
But I think you're right. Like we're talking, you know, early stages. And I'm a believer that NFT are going to be a thing in the future to everyone, not just us, not to NFT fans right now. Like in the future, it's going to be a part of our every day. And so if I believe that, that's why I'm going to hold on to mine. Because I feel like they're going to, mine may be worth something in the future, may not be, you know, not investment advice. They could possibly be zero for
me. And actually, we're going to talk about this. Let's just go ahead and move on to the next article because this is something that I found interesting, and the two go together.
Yes.
So the SEC fined Stoner Cats over their NFT, which mine's right here. You can't probably see down here. Oh, it's behind the chair. You can't see. But, I know you have a Stoner Cat.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is, like, the reason that we got into it is because, well, A, we had Sarah Cole on the show, but B, we wanted to watch a series. We wanted to be a part of something new and cool. And, you know, I think that this is a really bad move by the SEC. And I love this part of it. And that is that Commissioner Hester Pierce and Commissioner Mark Ueda, I'm not sure how you say the name, but they dissented on this. And this is where I tie it all back together, is that one of the things that they talked about was how is it any different from Star Wars collectibles sold in the 70s? And you have to think about that along with any collectible. And one of the things I've been seeing a lot of, and I'm sure you have too lately, is Barbie. Mm-hmm. Barbie's always been a collectible. You know, Boss Beauties did a thing with Barbie. There's Barbie NFTs. Like, I mean, any sort of collectible that you buy is a risk. It's a, it could go up, could go down.
Yeah, I think the tipping point for the SEC is the fact that some of the creators of Stoner Cats and people involved and at the helm and at the ship's wheel would make comments such as, you know, it's an investment, it could go up in value. Mm. And even that, even touching on that indicates
that, can't say that
it could get make someone rich.
Who said it? Do we know?
I don't remember off the top of my head. And I don't know if it's in this article. It might be in another article that I had read.
Yeah.
But that's where it goes. Ooh, don't do that. Which is why we have disclaimers and we say all the time, like, do your own research. None of this is investment advice. All of this is just like what we believe and what we enjoy. But it's not an investment right now. It's not. It's, you know. It's a collectible. You can collect it. That is true.
And you made other things in exchange for purchasing or owning that NFT.
Exactly.
I mean, like, for example, I'm wearing a Women in Words sweatshirt.
Right.
And the only reason I'm pretty sure the only reason I was able to get this is because I have a Women in Weapons NFT. There's one. I have a few of them.
Yeah.
But it does. So it does say in here that they inadvertently led investors to expect profits, right, which, yeah, okay, that was bad. No. But they are, so they're paying a civil fine of $1 million. They're establishing a fair fund to reimburse affected investors. So I'm like, am I going to get money back? And if so, like, is it going to be based on what I spent when I bought NFT or based on the value now? Because if it's based on the value now, keep freaking money. Like, I don't need it. I'm fine with the NFT and having access. And
they all need to destroy their current. Is that mine or you?
It's me.
Destroy all their current NFT that they possess and control.
And it's interesting they have to. Oh yeah, so they do have the order on the website. In fact, that's where I found the dissent because they also published that as well, which I thought was great.
Nice.
Yeah. So moving on. I don't know if anybody follows this, but if you have been following BitBoy, also known as Ben Armstrong. So I've known Ben for years and years, like since he's a nobody in the space. Like, I remember seeing him at conferences in 2018, probably, maybe even like, yeah, definitely 2018, maybe before that. And like, nobody knew who BitBoy was. He was just there. I think he had a co-host with him and they would interview people and whatever. But apparently he has hit some not so great times. He was live streaming as he was being arrested with like a firearm in the car and potentially his the woman that he's cheating on his wife with, like in the car. I don't know. Yikes. It's all very like, I feel like he's been going down in a downward spiral for a long time. And this is now, I mean, he's been ousted from BitBoy. He's not allowed to use the BitBoy name anymore, even though he created the name. I have seen him though still on Twitter. He's actually selling his Bored Ape.
Not Twitter.
I mean X. Sorry. I mean old habits die hard.
No, trust me.
So yeah, he's really struggling. So if you want to go, you know, have some fun. Go check out his X profile.
Yikes.
And you can see what's going on. It's a, this was like a clip from his video where he was getting arrested. And yeah, it's, it's tough times in crypto. And I don't know, he's one of those people that has been involved in potentially scamming people and like promoting coins that he benefited from. And, you know, people like you and I wouldn't, because we're not scam artists. So there's that.
There is that.
Yeah. There's that.
That's rough. That's a,
yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I think he's a nice guy just from the brief interactions I've had with him. I wish him well, and hopefully everything comes out okay.
Yeah. Maybe some reflection on
what's
going on.
Yeah.
Self-reflection.
So do you want to move on to something good?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yay. I'm excited. So was it yesterday or Monday? Today's Wednesday. I think it was Monday. It was Monday. They announced this because I got on the Twitter space yesterday afternoon and they were talking about it.
Amazing.
Yeah. So on the Twitter space, it was the director of operations for Boss Beauties, Beenish Saeed, Lisa Mayer, who's the founder of Boss Beauties.
Of course.
So I had the lovely chance of meeting at the New York Stock Exchange.
Right.
And at NFT NYC 2023. Mm-hmm. And then Jamie Schmidt with My BFF. She's one of the co-founders of My BFF. And hopefully we are still working on dates. In fact, this is what I'm thinking, is that we were supposed to record like, I don't know, a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking she wanted to hold off so that she could talk about this on the show, because I'm sure this has been in the works for a while, like figuring out exactly what they're going to do. So Boss Beauty acquired My BFF, and based on, you know, what I heard yesterday, is they did a lot of research into both communities and holders, and they decided that it was a good idea to go ahead and move forward because they have a shared mission, and they honestly had different markets that they were going to. Okay. So there was not a whole lot of crossover, which really, really surprises me. Yeah. Because like, I love Boss Beauty so much, and I love My BFF and you, my you. Yeah, I have another you somewhere. You do. I must not have her printed. I don't know. Anyway, they have the same goal. They want to educate and inspire and bring more people, more women and girls into the world of Web3. So, you know, Boss Beauties, Lisa talked a little bit about the different partnerships they have with other companies like Barbie. Barbie's a big one. They've also, I'm racking my brain now. I can't even remember what the other partnerships are, and I should know this. I know there's a makeup company that they did something with.
Yeah.
But yeah. And then I'm super excited about this. So I actually don't think I have any of them printed out, but so they did the Super BBs. Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a year or so ago, or maybe earlier this year.
No, that was about a year ago.
So I ended up buying a fair amount. I think I have, I don't know, 8 to 10. I mean, it's not like a huge amount, but I think the plan is that they're going to make an animated series about the Super BBs. And I know if I was a kid and it was like Saturday morning watching cartoons, I would freaking love it.
I would love that.
I would get up and watch it now. If there was a commercial or a cartoon with my Super BBs,
yeah,
and especially if I could like somehow get one of mine in there or something that, you know, looks similar to mine, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. So another one of my favorites is My BFF. Mm-hmm. I have the bracelet. I have a bunch of the charms. I don't have all of the charms, but I have a bunch of the charms. And then, you know, because you're a BFF holder, you could get you when the U's came out. One of my favorite things about the BFF project is that they provide perks all the time to holders. So it can either be that you automatically get that perk as a holder, or you can like go, depending on how many of the NFTs you hold, you get that many entries, and then sometimes you'll win stuff. Like I want an Oleta bag. I guess it's, I didn't know this, but I think it's like a fairly well-known brand name and like fairly expensive bag. And I got it shipped to me. And I get, I mean, I've won all kinds of like, and I say one because I entered to win. Sometimes you'll get like early access to other projects that they partnered with. So that was like a big concern to me with this acquisition merger, because you know, Boss Beauty doesn't do that. BFF does. Yeah. They assured us as holders that it would not go away. In fact, it's probably going to get better because of the two being together.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was very excited to hear that. And then I mentioned charms on my bracelet. So anybody that, you know, lived in the 80s remembers charm bracelets. I mean, they're even popular now.
And with in the 90s and in the early 2000s.
Yeah. So you collect charms, right? Or you give your friends charms, you trade charms, whatever. So BFF did that with the friendship bracelets. And, you know, sometimes you would have to do certain activities. Maybe it's complete a survey or whatever. You'd have to go on a certain day or go into a Twitter space or something to get rewarded that charm. Well, they are giving us the option to go claim any of those charms that you may have missed out on. They did say that there may be certain things you have to do. I don't know what those are going to be.
I wonder why they're offering that.
I think it's so that those that missed can completely fill their bracelet and have a full bracelet. So if you have a full bracelet, then you're probably going to get access to even more perks and benefits.
Okay. Nice.
So, yeah. So super excited. I mean, I love those two women. I can't wait to, hopefully we'll get Jamie on the show here soon. We're still working to get Lisa. And then, you know, I would just like overall recap is, the biggest thing that they said was that we're better together. And you and I know that. Hopefully all of you out there listening know that, right?
Oh yeah, 100%.
We are better together.
100%. Yeah. And what's nice is that it sounds like they really took into consideration their current holders and what might their concerns be, and like how to give back to those, how to prioritize those people who are already holders of each kind of organization. So I love that. So yeah. This merger sounds like it's been super thoughtful, super, you know, well planned, strategized. So well done, ladies.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is I was very excited. I, of course, had to look on OpenSea to see what this has done.
Yeah.
And I looked at this earlier today. So you can see, I mean, this is Boss Beauty's has gone up in volume traded 151%. There's been an increase of 92% in sales. I mean, our floor price is still not great, but hopefully, you know, this will bring, as our friend Heidi says, you know, rising tide lifts all boats. And hopefully this will, look, it did actually raise floor price just a little bit,
hey, but there's green on the page.
Exactly. I'm happy with green. So, and it did the same thing for the bracelets by even more. I mean, 877% increase in volume, 450% increase in sales, and floor price, again, not a great floor price. I'm pretty sure I bought a lot higher, but I'll take it. 174% increase. We're on the right track as far as I'm concerned. So I was super excited to see all of those things happening.
I love it.
Yeah. So we did have one other thing that, you know, didn't make it into our notes because we both are sick of talking about it, but just to briefly, very briefly mention it. Do you want to?
Yes. So SBF's trial has officially kicked off and both sides are coming to the table, coming to the courtroom and making their arguments. I think at last I heard, he just made a claim that it was not fraud. It was irresponsible risk management. So.
Okay, dude. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yes, that got kicked off. I'm sure there's going to be a lot to talk about in future weeks and as things progress, because as you know, it anything legalized takes forever. So it'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
So that kicked off today.
Cool. Well, so obviously you're going to want to stay tuned to see what happens next in the NFT news. And when we do, you know, have those interviews with Lisa and Jamie and other amazing women that we are in talks with to bring on the show. But in the meantime, you're going to want to make sure you watch our socials. You can find us on all the socials at the Nifty Chicks. That's the Nifty NIFTY Chicks, CHICKS.
That's right. And as always, thank you for listening. And yourself, you are worth it.
Please listen carefully to the following disclaimer. Neither the host nor the guests of the Nifty Chicks podcast are acting in the capacity of financial advisors. We wish to remain transparent and impartial to the NFT community at all times, and therefore, the content provided by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests are intended for general information purposes only. Nothing written or discussed by the Nifty Chicks hosts and guests should be construed or relied upon as investment, financial, legal, regulatory, accounting, tax, or similar advice. Nothing should be interpreted as a solicitation to invest in any cryptocurrency or NFT, and nothing herein should be construed as a recommendation to engage in any investment strategy or transaction. Please be advised that it is in your own best interest to consult with investment, legal, tax, or similar professionals regarding any specific situation and any prospective transaction decisions. You must do your own research when considering investing in cryptocurrencies or NFTs. We are simply sharing our journey with you as we learn more about the world of NFTs. Happy minting.